I'd like to call to order the meeting of November 7, 2016 of the Board of Supervisors for the purpose of convening a public hearing regarding proposed ordinance number 682, which would amend chapter 225 pertaining to zoning of the code of the Township of Derry by changing the definition of the term sign and by adding a definition for the term attraction branding. We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Sullivan. Here. Ms. Corr.
Here.
Mr. Rankin.
Here.
Mr. Weir.
Here.
Chairman Moore.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chuck, would you care to make an introduction to this matter?
Sure. So this, as you've already said, this will revise the term of sign and add a definition for attraction and branding. This ordinance modification, we pushed ahead of the ordinance that we're working on because of this year's attraction at the park was really the driving force. But when we think about it, our ordinance of old, our 1993 ordinance, treated signs, I'm going to say harshly, inclusively. And really anything that isn't a sign is named as not being a sign in that ordinance. So this continues really that philosophy, and the definition of sign has been amended to further exclude Hershey legacy-related artwork and other attraction branding affixed to the attractions within the confines of Hershey Park. That is added to things like streetlights having shades which resemble Hershey kisses and vegetation arranged in the shape or manner depicting a symbol or word. Additionally, then, we've added that non-advertising signs specifically highlighting the heritage of the Hershey community are excluded. And that's in part making way for our murals that are entitled through the new zoning ordinance. Because, again, with our ordinance as it's written today, if it's on a wall or if it has letters on it, it's pretty much a sign. So this ordinance will clear that up. And then we've added the term attraction branding, which is any words, lights, images, shapes, and or graphics used to adorn or identify a single themed ride or attraction where the words, lights, images, shapes, and or graphics are affixed to the attraction or incorporated into its design. Attraction branding is meant to provide a themed visual experience to the patrons of the attraction and is not intended to solely promote a product, business, or entire facility or venue to the general public. So when we think about it, by the terms of our present zoning ordinance, things like the Ferris wheel in the park, if it becomes part of what's on a shirt, we could call that a sign because it's promoting the park. And I don't think that's ever what we wanted to do. One of the things we pride ourselves here in Hershey is our sense of place, and that's found quite frankly in part through the kiss lights and through the presence of Hershey Park. So this ordinance amendment is promoting both of those things.
Thank you, Chuck. Are there any questions for Chuck pertaining to this ordinance amendment?
So it would be in the confines of Hershey Park, then? It would be in the confines of Hershey
Park. For an attraction branding, yes. Yes. We're limiting it to that. Because of how rides come up into the sky and extend really visually far beyond the property lines of the park, And they're not your classic building or other feature that would be on almost any property in the township.
Chuck, would they still then need to come through anybody at the township for approval of whatever the sign was? So let's say they're putting a ride right along Hershey Park Drive and there's something blinking neon thing that was their attraction branding, but it would somehow interfere with the driver's ability to focus. I'm just thinking, like, you know, hypothetically, do we have any say then, or do they just have carte blanche to sign in any fashion?
We have an incredibly good working relationship with the Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment and Resorts. We get to see the attractions somewhat ahead of time. Basically, we're doing permits on the foundation, but we do get to see them. I don't know how you protect yourself from that under this type of thing other than just common sense.
They would have liability in such a situation.
Right.
Yeah. Just one type of liability.
Well, if they're causing car accidents.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, but something beyond.
What if it's just ugly?
Yeah, or. It's aesthetics or something.
Yeah, what if it's just on the edge of the road and it's not, no one's got hurt, but it's just.
Or more of a nuisance or something to that effect, like light pollution or something like that.
I'm just wondering, that's all. Just asking that question.
Well, aesthetics are an entirely different thing, you know, if it's ugly. Because their new ride that actually has questionably signs or murals on the side, I certainly wouldn't put there, but I'm sure there's other people that like it. So, I don't know what you do with ugly, it's in taste.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean aesthetics in that sense of the word, but visual effect, how's that? In terms of a nuisance such as brightness or flashing or things that may not necessarily pose a direct danger to anybody such that liability might ensue, but would otherwise be perceived as not being desirous.
I guess as you look at the view shed of Hershey Park today, the roller coasters that you can see from Hershey Park Drive have tracking lights that follow each other that are on as part of operating the ride. The Ferris wheel is easily seen and actually does do the flashing star and things. That's part of the atmosphere of the park, and I don't know that it's really meant to be directed towards the roads.
Right,
I think that's their intention.
Let's look at the part of the park that faces the town, for example. And they built a new ride that is relatively high in height, and a huge banner is put on top of it, a lighted banner that blinks and shoots out lights in all directions and basically casts a shadow on downtown Hershey.
Those lights could be completely unrelated to a sign, and we would have no control over them.
So in the example of their new ride, this is the branding that would be at the top of the ride?
And on the cars as well.
Okay. So you're comfortable that based on our good working relationship that this doesn't give them any extra leeway? This is just part and parcel of...
Yeah, I don't believe it's their intention, and it's not ours. When we look at attraction branding, it's intended really to be legacy-related artwork.
And Chuck, if this is related to the confines of Hershey Park property, why the need for the amendment?
They wanted to clear the path for the new ride, number one. So they took a two-pronged approach. One is that we felt that the ordinance amendment was worthwhile and would conclude around November, which is where we are. They also gone to the Township Zoning Hearing Board to ask for relief under the current ordinance, which that decision was just released ahead of this amendment. So for these particular, for the towers that they're putting up right now, they have relief from the zoning board. But as we started to look at the park as a whole, I guess technically many of the rides should probably be considered signs, and we should be maybe issuing violations. You know, I mean, it's...
Or not. As,
or not.
So this
was in a hope to lay that matter forever to rest.
And under the current ordinance, wouldn't we as supervisors in the Zoning Hearing Board retain discretion over whether or not we are find something to be in violation of our ordinance, as opposed to essentially then relinquishing that discretion in favor of faith that that discretion will not be abused by Hershey Park.
That's fair. Yes, you're releasing that discretion. But as I, you know, cycle back to the beginning of my conversation, the mere fact that the Ferris wheel is on a shirt could be considered a sign. You know, so we need to find that ground in between the two.
It's not the knowns that cause me concern.
Absolutely.
The unknowns that cause me.
Absolutely.
Don't sleep. Okay. Are there any questions of Chuck by the members of the board before we open the floor up to public comment? I invite the throngs of people who are present in the audience, and I just ask that you respectfully wait your turn.
No pushing
to form the line to make any comments, should the members of the audience.
Should we give them 5 minutes?
Three and a half. Any of you two gentlemen wish to make a comment?
I do not. How about Dave?
No? Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And this meeting and hearing is hereby adjourned.